Hello.
Yes, am I speaking to Mr. Terry DeMonte?
Speaking.
Please hold the line. I will get the Prime Minister online.
Thank you. Oh, that's bang on
there
time.
There you go.
The Prime Minister of which country now?
Russia?
Prime Minister Trudeau, Mr. Terry DeMonte, go ahead.
Mr. Prime Minister?
Hey, Ter.
They said the Prime Minister was calling. I said, of which country? How are you, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Well, I so far hanging in. I haven't opened the second box of Kleenex yet, but soon.
Oh, yeah, no.
Soon.
I don't believe you, man. I believe you have three boxes on the go right now so you don't run out of any one.
Hey, listen, before we continue our conversation, I want to thank you in person. I texted you, but I wanted to thank you in person for that wonderful message for my induction into the Hall of Fame. That was spectacular, my friend, and it was very prime ministerial backdrop you used. I appreciated that very much.
No, the flags are always impressive.
Yes, they are. They really, really are, and I was deeply moved. Thank you, my friend.
Well, my team prevented me from doing what I wanted to do, which was to just cold open start with, there's a Spanish train that runs between Guadalquivir and Old Seville, and people say it runs. Anyway, that was someone else.
Didn't you say you got puzzled looks from the millennials on your staff?
Yeah, you know what? Too many people out there weren't raised on Shome in the 80s like I was, but it's been part of our lives to wake up to you every morning, and now it's just Jess who gets to deal with you from now on.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, while I got you, let's how have you been keeping? I mean, you get to leave the house a little more these days, I think. But
you know what, Ter? This is not about me. This isn't about you.
All right,
this is about all of us saying goodbye and thanks to you. Because you know, we've done it before, right?
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
When you flip to news, I had to figure out whether I was actually going to be able to understand talk radio and wake up to it in the morning, and it just didn't quite take. But it was nice to hear more of you and less of the summer of 69. But it was, you know, and then you left for Calgary, and I think I tried it one time to listen to you on the internet, but it just wasn't the same. But this time does feel different, leaving morning radio, leaving radio is a big deal for all of us. So I really want you to know that it's going to be lovely for you to be able to sleep in, but it's going to be a big adjustment for all of us.
Well, thank you, my friend. I appreciate that. It's as you're well aware, it's hard to leave a job that you love, but at some point, as somebody said to me, you got to put something down to pick something up. And I'm 63, not 103, so I'm not sure I'm done yet, but I am in fact going to take the summer off, and there's a possibility I may be ringing somebody's doorbell in Ottawa. I hope you know.
Yeah, I'm hoping we've been trying to connect for years to get you to drive. It's only 2 hours away. I know it is Ottawa.
Yeah.
And we all as Montrealers feel how we do about Ottawa. lovely town, but it's not Montreal. So I can understand that you've been hesitating to come down the 417.
Yeah, well, the borders are closed right now.
So. Well, that is true, and that is going to change. But that excuse has only worked for the past year. I can't offer you a beer at Mannion's in Ottawa. But you know what? Since Mannion's closed, a few years ago, we miss that as well.
Yeah, we used to have legendary Prime Minister and I, before he was Prime Minister, used to have legendary chin wags, let's call them, and heated and spirited debates on the deck at Mannion's, which is now gone.
Yeah.
And I miss that. And many conversations at Ziggy's. And people often ask how we became friends. And I'm not sure how it happened, but I think those conversations were part of it.
Well, no, that was where we developed that friendship, and quite frankly, where you gave me lots of great advice eventually shock led me into politics. But You know, it was actually a political event that we connected on. There was an article in the Gazette one morning where I had just, John Turner in campaigning in 88 had passed through Brébeuf, and there was a picture of me and him shaking hands, and they made a little story about it, and you and I guess Patty were going on about how oh my God, he's grown up, he's so big. I'm like, hey, that's Terry talking about me, that's just crazy. And I grabbed the phone and I punched in the number and I got through to you, which was just ridiculous, because every time I'd ever tried to call in for movie tickets or a song request, it never worked. And I'm like, hey, you're just talking about me. And you're like, yeah, well, how do I know it's you? I'm like, I don't know, but you're Terry DeMonte. This is so cool. I'm talking to you. And you were very patient with me. And then a few years later, when the Stones came to town on the Steel Wheels tour, I decided, man, I totally want to get tickets, and I don't know how does one go get tickets, because it was already, they were already almost all sold out or whatever, and I was like, well, I mean, I can't ask my mom if she still has Mick Jagger's number, because I'm pretty sure she doesn't. So who else do I know? I said, well, let me call Terry and see if he has it. And you came, you got me in your car. I think it was a Saab. Was it a Saab back then?
Yeah, it was
and
a Saab.
You drove me out to Donald K. Donald's office in the West Island. I'm like, oh, this is very strange, but okay, I'm just hanging out. And we were driving under the Lachine, sort of underpass, under the 40, and under the 20, and I was like, will he stop talking under the bridge? And I was just sort of curious whether, no, but you just kept talking. It was the first time I ever heard you in a tunnel at that age, because I'm used to the radio cutting out. And then we, you got me, we ended up, you ended up sitting down listening to some music with Donald K. Donald, and you ended up giving, I paid for them, but
yes, you did.
Getting me Stones tickets. And they were, I swear to God, of all the concerts I've been to in my life, they were probably the worst tickets I ever got for any concert. It was like way up in the nosebleed section on the side. The lights were blaring, but it was still pretty cool.
Yeah, it's when you learned my connections weren't so deep.
But I'd already figured out you were a better friend than a connector, so we just built a friendship around there. You've been for me and been there for me and for everyone since.
Mr. Turner was your dad's justice minister, wasn't he?
Yeah, he had been. Yeah.
And I have to tell the story. I'm going to tell the story of the time that I phoned your house. I mean, the house up on the hill it's not a tiny house. It's got a couple of floors. And I don't know where all the phones were placed in the house, but I called there one day because I wanted to bring something to the house. And somebody answered the phone, and I said, is Justin there, please? And the phone went down, and I heard somebody yell, Justin! And I waited, and I waited, and I waited, and I waited, and then somebody picked up the phone, and I said, hello, and I said, Justin? And they said, no, just a minute, please. And they put down the phone, and I waited, and I waited, and I waited, and I waited. And then someone picked up the phone and said, hello, and I said, Just! No, hang on a second. And they put down the phone, and I heard yelling, and I waited. And finally, somebody picked up the phone again and said, hello. And I said, who is this? And the voice on the other end said, this is Pierre Elliott Trudeau. Who is this? And I'm telling you, I should have been wearing a diaper, because that was the first night that I met your dad. He not only did I embarrass myself with my lack of manners, but when I brought what I was bringing to the house, he answered the door, and I had to apologize to your dad. That's how I met your father. It's one of my favorite stories about our friendship.
Let me specify. The house is big, but it's not that big. It was much more a case of me being a teenager than,
being
able to find me in the house.
I don't know what phone was picked up, but it was nowhere near where you were. Anyway, this has been absolutely... a great run that I've had here. And I said earlier this morning, one of the things that's happened because I've sat in this chair is I've developed some friendships with people that I might not have developed them with. And one of my favorites is with you, my friend. Thank you so very, very much.
But see, I became friends with you before you became friends with me. that's the thing. That's the thing about Montrealers yeah. and you is that you're our friend,
yeah.
and you've been there for us through all these the great times, the bad times, the traffic times, the everything, and that level of comfort and just, it's my pal Terry, which is something that every Montrealer can say, is really, really special. And well, it is something, I deal with a lot of people who are supposedly people as politicians, and I've never met anyone who is as able to effortlessly connect with people in deep and genuine ways as you are. And you just, on a personal level, for me, I think back to one of the most tough times of my life, when my dad died, and when he was ailing, and then he passed, and the house was swarmed and surrounded by media, trying to get an image of me or a glimpse or whatever, and it was just like, I got to get out of here. I'm going to go crazy, and I didn't know where to go, and I realized I'll just call up my buddy Terry and go hang out at his place. And you took me in and you supported me during those days where we sat down and wrote the eulogy. And it was that delicious irony that I know there was media folks who knew exactly where I was hiding out, but they weren't going to go and pester you for it. So it was the safest place. And you've just always been a safe place for all of us to connect with every morning, and that is something that is not just something we're going to miss. It's something that's irreplaceable, Ter.
Well, those are very kind words, my friend. I people keep asking me about you all the time, and I always say, well, there's a couple of things. He's one of the nicest people you'd ever want to meet. And they ask me how did you guys become friends? And I used to tell people, because when he was full of shit, I would tell him. And we had some great spirited conversations over the years. And no, I'm not going into politics, and the rules have changed. You can't make me a senator, so that's not happening. People keep asking me all kinds of questions about you, but I tell them.
You have to apply now.
And yeah, I know.
The process.
Yeah, I know. And
if someone were to apply for you, they would consider it. And if you ended up on a short list, I'm going to threaten you with that.
Okay. I would never pass muster, my friend, so no need to worry. Listen, Prime Minister, this is a real nice honor. I know you've got probably a few things on the agenda today in the midst of a pandemic running the country. So for you to call your morning pal in Montreal, it means the world to me. All those Christmas chats we've had mean the world to me. And people have asked me what's going to happen to them, and I said, I don't know. I'll let you know after.
Well, no, I actually figured it out. Apparently I have a certain amount of resources and stuff, and there's something called Facebook Live or an Instagram Live or something.
Yep.
I might be able to host the Christmas show, you and me, this coming Christmas. So we'll see what we're doing. But I am definitely not missing out an opportunity to connect with you at Christmas in public, as well as hopefully, you'll have a bit more time. I hopefully won't have much more time.
Yes.
But I will always make time for you, my friend.
And I promise you, I'm gonna take you up on that offer of a beer at Harrington Lake.
Ah, yes, and it'll be chilled and waiting for you.
Okay, thanks, buddy.
All right, love you, Ter.
I love you too, my friend. Thank you so much for calling, Prime Minister.
It's so weird every time.
It is weird. It is, but that's what you are. Thank you, pal.
That's not when I'm talking to you, but okay.
Okay. See you later, buddy.
Cheers, pal.
Thank you. The Prime Minister of Canada, he said, with a gleam in his eye and surprise in his voice. Those are the kinds of things that have happened to me from sitting in this chair over the years. And I got an hour left, so let's make the most of it.